Narrated by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with them. When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, reached Al-Madina, Abu Bakr and Bilal became ill. When Abu Bakr's fever got worse, he would recite this poetic verse. Everybody is staying alive with his people, yet death is nearer to him than his shoelaces. And Bilal, when his fever deserted him, would recite, Would that I could stay overnight in a valley wherein I would be surrounded by Idhir and Jalil, kinds of good-smelling grass. Would that one day I could drink the water of the Majinna, and would that the two mountains, Shama and Tufail, would appear to me. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, O Allah, curse Shayba bin Rabia and Utba bin Rabia and Umayya bin Khalaf, as they turned us out of our land to the land of epidemics. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then said, O Allah, make us love Al-Madina, as we love Mecca, or even more than that. O Allah, give blessings in our Sa'a and our Mud, measures symbolizing food, and make the climate of Al-Madina suitable for us, and divert its fever towards Al-Jurfa. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with them, added, When we reached Al-Madina, it was the most unhealthy of Allah's lands, and the valley of Butlhan, the valley of Al-Madina, used to flow with impure, colored water.